Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and each week on this program, I talk about the latest in our evolution of consciousness, and that's about mind, body, and spirit. And we need to include all of this if we're going to evolve to the next level of consciousness. And particularly, I think this year, 2012, is looming right over the horizon there, right on the horizon, coming closer to the shore. And we need to look at reality in new ways. That's why I call the program New Reality. So part of this mind-body-spirit transformation is really vibration. It's about a vibrational awareness. And I think the most exact science in the way of vibration is homeopathy, and that's why I'm talking today to Frederik de Moor. He's from Denmark, Swedish in origin. He's in New York, and he takes that understanding of vibration and applies it to homeopathy. So welcome.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be here.
Well, I appreciate, you know, anyone who's a homeopathist, because they are it takes years of study, and it's so subtle, right? What you have to know. Tell me about the study of homeopathy, what you went through.
Yeah, I mean, the study is through, I mean, with homeopathic, like in Germany, and the education called like Heilpraktiker, and there's like a naturopathic doctor degree in Germany.
Oh.
And like for 4 years, it takes 4 years, and the first 2 or 3 years you learn about a lot with, you know, how to treat like different chronic diseases, both with like a little bit of like chemical medicine, like we know the chemical medicine, but then also we learn how to use homeopathic medicine, you know, like to help the, I think you call it, by effects of the chemical medicine.
Oh, the side effects.
The side effects. Thank you very much.
But homeopathy itself is a whole science.
Oh, I mean, it's a big science.
And you know, they make these remedies, and then they take like 1/100th of the actual medicine, and they dilute it again, and they dilute it again. They can dilute it up to 1,000,000 times.
Yeah.
Western science says that cannot help people, because it's too diluted. There's nothing left of the original. Now, how do you explain why it works?
I want to explain that from the beginning, we are biologic people. I mean, we got our organs, and we know when we're lying in our, how shall I say, in our mother's stomach, you know.
Yes.
We know everything, whatever we eat and drink, or whether they're going to have a, you know, final solution in how is the baby going to look like, you know. So it's biologic.
You know? Biological, you're saying?
Yeah, biological, yeah.
Biological knowledge, you're saying?
Yeah,
the body knows.
The body knows, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, the body knows. So that's one of the reasons who I think we should use biologic medicine, not chemical medicine. But you know, sometimes we need to use like chemical medicine to, you know, to, how shall I say, to kill something or take
antibiotics. Of course, for acute illness, I think there's nothing better than antibiotic as opposed to biotic. Yeah.
But everybody know, like so many people, they have some stomach problems. Some they take some antibiotic or something. Who really, you know, it helps them.
Yeah.
But the flora in the stomach, you know, it go down and they get maybe pain in the stomach.
Yeah.
So the thing they did in Germany, the thing they do still in Germany is like, in many of the, you know, medical doctors' office, they got one of us sitting there also.
A homeopath,
yeah. Uh-huh. Who can help the natural biologic body to work.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, natural biological body to work, to repair itself.
That is the thing, yeah.
To counterbalance the chemicals that is killing the body.
Yeah, the pH level and everything in the body so it can work again.
So how does it work, though? I mean, homeopathy, give me a solution that's diluted.
Yeah.
How does it work? Is it vibration?
Yeah, it is vibration and frequency. And it's a little bit in the, how shall I say, in the like spirit world and the energy world also, because a lot of people also say about how can it help when you got a lot of love in your body and you put your hand on somebody with a lot of good energy. That also helps.
Yeah.
You know, I always say it in this way because it's so much easier to say it this way, because we know it's plant medicine. We know they took, I think you call it extract from
extract
from some plants, and they, how shall I say, they mixed it and mixed it a lot of times. That is, how shall I say, the Easter story. The thing I want to say is, it's nearly the same what, how shall I say, we, you know, when you walk into a, you know, the energy world, when you walk into a shop and they're nice to you in the world, you get happy, you want to, you know, your body gets happy.
So everything has an energy, unique signature of energy.
That's what I think, But then you get the physical things with also homeopathic medicine that is rebuilding body. It's not killing something, it's rebuilding body.
So you, how many different remedies are there in a homeopathic, how many do you know about?
Oh, a lot. There is a lot.
Thousands.
Yeah, there is a lot. And there is for, how shall I say, for all kind of different diseases.
Like chronic diseases.
Chronic diseases. But there is also for psychological. The only thing you need to know is the right way to take it. But you need to take it like, if you get an infection, you shouldn't take it, you shouldn't take medicine with chronic. So that is like some of the big thing is for homeopathic practitioner to know is like to take the right thing.
The right thing. Because if you take something that, if you have an acute illness and you take something for a chronic disease, it could actually send the acute illness deeper into the body.
This
is what happens when they studied acupuncture. They talked about that.
It is like that. But the thing we have to think about also is, like, something we have to think about when we take some homeopathic, if somebody comes to me who got infection something or got depression or something, then you have to also look on not only on homeopathic medicine, but maybe also on the amino acid in your body. So there is a lot of how
you look at the chemical balance.
Yeah, the chemical balance in the body. Because the thing I like to do is like rebuilding the body, because we do so many things in this world to, how should I say, to increase our body to not working. We, you know, drinking too much, we're eating too much, we do
like
a lot
the
of
air
things.
Is polluted, the water.
That is the thing, our thinking, stress, because we can believe in a lot of things, different gods, different things, but I always want to take the both sides, like the physical side and the psychological side. That is the most important.
So I've studied homeopathy a little bit. I've talked to homeopaths. I've taken remedies, and there's sort of two types of schools of homeopathy. There's the classical, which says you take one remedy one time, and then there's the more modern, which says it's okay to mix a few different treatments. But in both cases, where you're peeling away the layers of illness in a way to get to the core person, that person can be thriving, optimum health.
Yeah.
So you have to peel away everything that's in the way of who the person really is.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? How do you approach it?
I mean, the most important, when somebody comes to me, I first like send them a questionnaire on an email or something, also with the post. But then I receive it back again. And then, because all the people who I treat, the people who know best of the illness are the people themselves.
Yeah, of course.
Because they've been living with it so long time.
Yes.
So the thing what I do out of that questionnaire, and it's like quite a long questionnaire.
Yeah.
It's like 26 pages.
Wow.
But it's long, but it's just to know how your body look like.
What are you looking for the most in that questionnaire? What stands out?
What's standing out is a lot of the symptoms and how the cycle works, because also there is some question about how do you feel? Are you happy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm happy, but.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm happy about that, but. You know, so I'm looking a lot about, how shall I say, underneath the question. So if there is something related in the family, like gene, you know, problem, like diabetic, and your mom and dad got diabetic, and, you know, all the way back, then it's something you have to take care of. I mean,
but that's a constitutional thing.
That's just a constitution.
So there's three levels of illness, really. There's the acute, there's the chronic, which is can be acute, that comes long-term condition, and then it's constitutional. Homeopathy is very known for its level of working on the constitutional. But you work on all three levels.
I work on all three of them, because you can also take, like, homeopathic medicine acute. You can also take acute. Yeah, you can also take it acute. It depends. Then you just have to learn how to take it.
Right.
Because that is also different from different remedies.
But you treat a lot of chronic illness as well.
Yeah.
But you also want to get to the constitutional, miasmic level.
That's just the thing. I like to. I mean, how shall I say? I treat all three of them, but I also like treat like people who just want to know more and just have to, you know, clean their body.
No. But I think the best, if you're going to a homeopathist, you want to treat all three because I think you want to live at the optimum level of your capability as much as you can.
Yeah.
You want to live at your maximum potential.
That's the thing. Yeah.
So you would look at then, do you want to work with me a little bit? Tell you, or is it you have to know me a little more to?
No, I can, you know, because in the education I got, we got something we call human research also, where how you can look at the body just on the face to say something, you know.
Okay, then tell me.
But then there was also something, because in when you look at something and it's like, how shall I say, it's, without having a questionnaire, without whatever, it's a little bit more difficult because it's not something, how shall I say, getting, it's something how you are, how shall I say, when you can look, when you can look at the face and you can see, you know, different things, but you have to, what you have to maybe clean out, the liver or the kidney or the stomach, and that is science in the head. Yeah, no, in the head also.
In the head itself.
In the head.
Well, I'm just getting over a little cold.
Yeah.
But we're also going to do this so the audience can see how you work a little bit too.
Yeah.
So I mean, you could, that maybe won't be exact me, but. What would you say, how do you go about, okay, you're looking at me here.
Yeah.
So what do you...
The first thing right, I'm looking at your forehead.
Okay.
It's very, you know, like, it's got, you know, backward, a lot of backwards, you know, and you got very big forehead.
A big forehead, okay.
Yeah.
In case you don't know that out there, people listening. Okay.
And then I look at you, you know, then I look at your nose.
Okay.
And how your nose, it is round. If you look at my head, I'm a little bit more rounded.
You are a little rounded.
I'm a little more rounded than you. And it looked like, because, and you're a little bit more, and now I don't know if this is the English word or American word, but you are another constitution than me.
A different constitution. Another constitution than you.
So,
that is the right word.
Yeah, so you are... so you are whatever I call, maybe that's a different word, but the movement person. So
I would say you're more earth-based, I'm more air.
Yeah.
Or air and fire, you're more
earth
and fire.
That is the thing, yeah. So without knowing too much but about you, is that a person with a, you know, a
high
forehead
forehead
like that,
high
forehead, they always say it's quite intellectual.
Intelligent,
both of them.
Intelligent and intellectual.
Yeah, and a lot of reading, a lot of thinking or whatever, you know, reading and thinking or whatever.
Yes.
And if you go into the spiritual way, that people, like I always said, that kind of people always get that problem, like sometimes they get too much in the air. They're not grounded, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they are like losing, you know, the groundedness in the life.
They lose their groundedness in the life. So partly what you're seeing then is a way to ground someone with your remedies, you would say. You would give somebody a way to ground them
more
into the world.
Yeah.
That's probably good.
But that could be, and then you can look, and now you just told me you've been sick, so.
No, I had a little cold
or whatever,
flu. Yeah.
But another thing I can look like is because you're what I call the movement person, maybe this is another word, but...
A movement person, you know. Yeah, I can see that.
We're going to figure it out.
Okay.
I'm going to figure it out. But it's a little bit like when you do something, you do it. You know, you do it. If you get a project or something, you do it, and you're very, you know, like... Yeah.
I have a hard time finishing projects as well.
Yeah, but the thing, the problem is whenever you're doing things, you know, whenever you're doing things, the problem is something, sometimes when you forget yourself. So if it didn't work, or if it's...
I forget to eat, I forget
whatever,
to...
Yeah, it's true, I do that. So a lot of that kind of people, it's a little bit more going on like the nerve system.
Right.
So you got this, how should I say, leaders or something in a big company or
yeah.
owner of something, and they're working and working, they get success and they get everything is just working in their life.
Right, right,
but
right.
But they come to me and said, I don't know what happened, I got everything, but I'm losing.
Well, look
I'm
at
losing
Steve
my
Jobs,
brain.
Right?
I'm, that's
you know,
the thing.
Steve Jobs,
yeah.
I mean, just burned out his body completely.
Yeah, yeah.
Did some amazing things.
Yeah.
But you could have saved his life.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they're losing themselves. And whenever
yeah, yeah.
you bury that personality,
yeah.
you know, whenever you're losing yourself, you got a harder time to, you know, to go forward again.
Yeah. So you and your remedies would give me something to balance it.
Yeah, I should, yeah.
You would?
Yeah,
when
I would.
Do you know what that would be?
That'd be something for your nerve system, some homeopathic medicine to the nerve system.
Which
and
one
I know
would it be?
That's called NervoHeal.
NervoHeal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a homeopathic remedy.
Yeah, it's a homeopathic remedy.
And what would that do for me if I took
that
it?
Would calm down your nerve system just before, you know, when you are, you know, tipping, you know, when you're
hyper.
Working hyper
yeah, and when
or whatever.
I, when I forget to eat.
Yeah, when you forget to eat.
It would just...
Yeah, relax you a little bit. It don't make you tired. It just relax you a little bit so you don't, you know, go too hard on it.
I don't overdo it.
Yeah, overdo it. Yeah.
And forget.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
how does that work? I take this little thing you give me. How does that affect my psychology? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, but it, of course it does, because the nerve system got something with the psychology.
But how does it work? I mean, I'm taking a little, really a pill that has this vibration
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
I'm taking it in. But how does that then affect, I mean, how does the mechanics of that work? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I want to see vibration. I want to see vibration inside the extract. Inside the extract, meet your own body.
Meets my own body's vibration.
Yeah, and they meet and they talk together.
They fill in a vibration
yeah.
that I may need.
That is the thing, yeah.
I guess in a way, Hahnemann, who created homeopathy,
yeah.
Had this amazing insight
and
intuition. And maybe we actually don't have a science that can explain why it works. We know it works because I take it when I need it.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, continue with
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
so
yeah, just, yeah, yeah, but also I want to say there is so many signs of different things, and there is a big science. I got a book with me today.
Yeah.
Who is everything about homeopathic from that big company in Germany where I work, not with, but I use the remedies.
Uh huh.
And I've been there, and if you've seen and been there, I mean it is big.
It's a big company. What company,
company.
Is it? You
it's
work?
Called Heal Company.
Heal.
HEEL, yeah, Heal
yeah,
Company.
And they
yeah.
make homeopathy.
Yeah, in Baden-Baden, Germany.
And
yeah.
they are very careful with it being pure and
everything, and it is much more, how shall I say, scientific than a lot of people think, you know, because we, how should I say, we believe a lot, you know, when we look in the chemical medicine, like whatever the medical doctor, and of course we're gonna take it. It's not that. But we have to also realize to how should I say, rebuild our body.
Continue. So you give me that. I think it's important what you're saying.
Yeah.
So what else then would I? So I take that
NervoHeal.
Okay.
It don't have to be that. It could be something else.
It could
also
be something that because
but,
as you develop an understanding really of who I am and the subtle details, you might fine tune.
Yeah.
Those things a little more.
That is the thing, and that is the most important. That's why one of the big weapon I got is the questionnaire.
Because
then you tell me about you.
Right.
It's not me, and then I can look in your Irish.
Irish.
Yeah, and I can look at your.
But
you
can also see my apartment, and that might give me a sort of something that you don't get from a questionnaire, because sometimes in a questionnaire, they just tell you what the person wants
of
to hear.
Course.
If you're in the person's home.
Yeah.
You can find out in a way more about a person because you can't really hide the stuff under the carpet.
No. And that is why I don't get a clinic. That's why I go out to people.
Oh, you go to people's
homes.
Yeah,
I go to people's homes.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, because then you can follow, you know, the whole person, because it's so important to work with the whole person.
But let's then go through this. So you give me something to balance that mental, like hyper-mental state.
Yeah.
And what ultimately will you be looking for to get... to heal constitutional issues.
Yeah.
I mean, so tell me the layers.
Yeah, I should look a bit more about like nutrition. How do you eat?
Uh-huh.
I should look about because I can also see that under your eye you get a little bit, because you've been sick. Maybe you didn't sleep enough or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It could be, you know, how she's the kidney who's not working like it
right.
should.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I can.
So there could be something there.
Okay.
It could also.
Little bags under the eye.
That is the thing, yeah.
Yeah?
And they get some between your eyes. It could, you know, be a liver problem. It could be a lot of. It could be a lot
liver
of problems.
Stressed
yeah.
out, yeah.
And
yeah.
just because I know also that you're not, how shall I say, 20 years. I know you're not 20. I don't know how old you are, but
okay.
I don't know. But it's like, I know when you're over 30 years old, when you're between 0 and 30, our body works, I don't want to say perfect, but it works very good by yourself. But I always say we need to help our body after 30.
Uh-huh.
So that is like one of the things I should help you with is to help your liver, kidney, and stomach.
And how would you do that with...
with remedies.
With homeopathic.
With homeopathic medicine. I should help you with that also. So you should have like...
So
some
balance the internal organs.
Yeah. And then I should like help you. And then I should help you like with liver the first day, like Monday or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuesday, the kidney and you know, the stomach Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, I should choose something now for you, like for infection in your body, like for... like you just been sick.
Right.
So
I'm over it.
Yeah, but I should just help you with that to help you
Don't
rebuild
you think
your
it's
body.
Better for the body to get over that itself?
Yeah, but the thing is, with homeopathic medicine, it doesn't stop the process.
Uh-huh.
You know, of course your body, because it's biologic medicine, it's not killing something, it's just
adding something to it.
Yeah, that's
so do you look at yourself all the time?
Always.
You always say, oh, I need that.
Yeah. I got a good girlfriend who always...
She's
you know,
always saying,
oh, yeah,
you're getting
look at
that line in your forehead there.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you fine-tune the internal organs.
Yeah.
And see that they're working at their best.
Yeah.
And then when do you start to work constitutionally? That's the part that's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, because the way I work with that is, again, it is a little bit more like the whole person I take.
Mm.
I mean, it's quite important to understand that, because it's not only to give you a remedy. It's not only to give you
right.
something, you know. It's also to, how shall I say, to follow your body's process. So whatever I do, quite a lot out of it is, whenever you fill the questionnaire, whenever we've been talking together, because you can do this if we meet one time, or maybe we Skype or whatever, you know,
right.
because now I travel a lot. But whenever
right.
you've done that, I could see the constitution of you, the personality.
You can see it start to change.
Yeah.
You do.
You can see the starts to change, and then hopefully you're also telling me, oh, that is better, and that is better. But the thing I have to figure out also, and that we didn't do the questionnaire, we did it another time.
Yeah.
But that is just because then I know a little bit more about your inside, because
uh-huh.
we can look outside, but again, like I said, you know best about your body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, the history.
Yeah,
I mean, I do have allergies sometimes.
Yeah.
Would you take it, like, say you give something for the liver, kidneys, you take that all at the same time?
No,
every day?
You take, like Monday you take liver, Tuesday you take kidney, Wednesday you take, you know, stomach area, and then you can take to infection Thursday, and then you take something else. It depends whatever it is.
Now, why do you do that when in the classical homeopathy they say you give one remedy one time until you... Where that split in the thinking happen?
The thinking is to spread it much more. It's more, I really don't know the name, but you know, you're spreading the homeopathic because it's a lot of things in one. So, if you can, it's not so hard to, how shall I say, it is more harder if you only get one remedy. Now we put a lot of remedy inside. So if you get one type of liver, you know, that needs some medicine, but I get a lot of, you know, in one remedy. So that is one of the things what I'm doing. That's why I can, that's why it's so important to have the right remedy to your body, you know?
Mm.
So that's why I like modern homeopathy more. Homeopathic.
Mm. Who created modern homeopathy?
Heinemann.
Heinemann created modern?
Yeah, but also, he just been...
Heinemann was a German...
Yeah.
Tell a little bit about who he was.
I got a book here.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm talking to Frederick Damore, who's a practicing homeopathist, and it's very interesting because even though it's been around a long time, I do think that homeopathy is the medicine of the future. because it recognizes who we are as vibrational beings. So, yeah, and Hahnemann was the guy that created this. It says in this book here, classical homeopathy, according to Hahnemann, bases itself on drug picture to determine the appropriate preparations. What do you mean the drug picture? It says classical homeopathy works with one remedy at one time. And this is what we've been saying. So, anyway, so, yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So the thing, whatever they did in, like, the modern homeopathy, they, you know, they put in a lot of, you know, how shall I say, other remedies. So if you look at this book here, and you go in and say, if you look at this and say, psychic symptoms, you know, so then you can use Neverhill, you know. You
see, that's what you said to me,
yeah.
Neverhill.
Yeah, but okay. You can also use other remedies. So it's up to me to figure out what kind of these psychic symptoms you got. But this is a little bit more, how should I say, it's not only one remedy, but you can use all these remedies.
Okay. Together or just one of them?
No. You can use them together, but this is like what I told you, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, like a whole week. But this is like a treatment for you can, how shall I say, for the different psychic symptoms, whatever you can do with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So how long did you go to school to learn all this?
We went 4 years. 4 years, yes.
4 years, and then you did
Germany.
Clinic?
Yeah, then I had a quite big clinic in Copenhagen, yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you really love it?
I love it. I've been working with for many years, 15 years now, and I've been working in Spain a lot.
What do you love about it so much? Why do you love it?
It's the kick to you know, how shall I say, it's the kick to treat other people and when they get well.
And
you know,
watch them, see them get well.
Yeah,
really,
I love that. I still love it, and I still get very high whenever they, you know, getting well, and I get all these emails back,
beautiful.
And they say, oh, very nice, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
So, no, getting back to me, so you start to balance the internal organs.
Yeah.
And then how long would that take sometimes?
I always work in, like 3 months phases.
Ah, okay.
So I worked like first 3 months, and but along that time is very important that, how shall I say, that we're talking to each other every week, or if that's
uh-huh.
just in the telephone or email or whatever,
right.
So we know how everything
so
goes.
You stay in touch with your...
Always,
uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh.
So I talk a lot in telephone.
Okay, and then, okay, after 3 months, everything's back together, then what would you do?
Yeah, the thing I do is just to see that everything going forward, you know, that
right.
you're getting better, and you, if it's like a psychological problem, we look at it in a different way, we say, how do you feel now, and, you know,
right.
If it's allergy, I know you're going to take longer time. I know it's going to take longer time.
Deeper,
yeah,
more
it's much deeper, yeah, because it's allergy is more chronic, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I work maybe in 6 months there, but then already now, if I'm going to work with your allergy, I already know, you know, make a schedule for you. Already know what you're going to do for the next 6 months,
uh-huh.
It has to be how you live in your lifestyle. It can't,
right.
you know, whatever you're vegetarian or meat eater or. You know, whatever you are, is very important to, you know, talk together. It's very important.
But you're saying, in a way, homeopathy is a lifelong, I mean, like, once, I mean, you're with the guy, you're with them for a long, long time, right? I mean,
I mean
it's okay.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
happy for you, but
yeah.
It's like a dentist. You see them every year.
I think it should be quite good to, how she said, because it's the same with your car. If you get a car, if you can't fix it by yourself, you see a mechanic. So I believe you should once in a while take, you know, look me up or look somebody up to just say, you know, I got this deal and I got this deal. What can we do with that?
But you, when you work with people, you really with them for a long, long time.
Oh, a lot. Oh, yeah. A
for
lot.
Years.
No, yeah, a lot of them I got the whole life.
A whole life?
Yeah, a whole lifetime. Yeah. But,
wow.
But maybe they're not, you know, I've maybe seen them once in a year. But then maybe I get an email from every month to say, I'm all right and everything is going good. And,
uh-huh.
But, you know, by yourself, sometimes, you know, the client or the patient also needs some, you know, help. Like, I think it was today or yesterday, somebody, you know, had an email from somebody who just, you know, who just wanted to say, can you help me now? Because my nutrition don't go so good now. You know, I'm
uh-huh.
eating too much sugar and I'm, you know, I got too much craving.
Uh-huh.
What can I do to, you know, get less craving?
But let's also talk about how you've helped people with chronic illness. Like, what kind of chronic illness have you helped people with?
Everything. I mean, everything from allergy to Crohn's disease in the stomach.
Crohn's disease.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
How long would it take? Because I know some people with Crohn's. How long would it take to help someone with that kind of thing?
I mean...
We won't say heal,
them. Yeah, help them, yeah. The thing is with it, again, is it up to the person by themselves how much you want to do right away? But if I take a Crohn's disease, maybe 3 or 4 months. If you take a skin disease, I think you call it psoriasis.
Psoriasis,
different skin diseases, are always 6 months, you know?
6 months.
Six months. But it's not, how should I say, it's not something every day, you know? It's just to, because again, I look at the whole body. That is.
So if someone has like Crohn's, what's the problem underneath the problem? That's only a symptom.
Yeah.
Of a condition that is creating that.
Yeah.
What is that thing underneath it?
Yeah, there is a lot of things it could be. I know there is, you know, it could be a lot of things. It could be stress. It could be something genetic. It could be a lot of our disease we got nowadays is a lot of it stress. We're stressing ourselves a lot with the work.
You would know that by the questionnaire.
Yeah, I would know that with the questionnaire because it's just hard to just answer whatever. Why did it start? Why do I have it? Because a lot of it could also be genetic that the mom or dad had it.
So you would treat it differently. It may be the same illness, but
that is the thing.
And that's the thing with
homeopathic medicine.
It's different than Western medicine.
That is the thing. Yeah, but, yeah.
In Western medicine, they treat the label.
That is the thing, and because the label for me is just a label, you know, that is not, underneath it can
not
be many things, it's not the person, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's very important to see the person, that's why I say the question is so important.
Right, the same thing in Chinese medicine.
Yeah,
So then you look at that whole person and then follow them and help people get over it.
Oh, yeah.
They must be very happy.
Oh, they are. That's why I can live with it still today. That's why I can live of doing whatever I'm doing still today.
Because you're because you tell people.
Yeah, because I'm helping people, yeah.
Uh-huh. But so you have files on people.
I got this journal who people write to me. I got, I save them.
On computer.
On computer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I save them, and always if somebody phones me and I say, hey, no, I haven't heard from you for 3 years. I say, what's your name? And I say, Alan. Okay, I go in, and I can see, it's you. Hi.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this for?
15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
So when you graduated after 4 years of school, what do you know now that you didn't know then? How have you evolved as a homeopath?
I think I evolved a little bit more to think more spiritual.
Show is spiritual. What is the spiritual essence of homeopathy?
Whatever, I think energy. I think it's energy. It is a little bit how we are, you know, how we are thinking, how we're using our energy every day to, you know, our loved ones, our friends, or if we go out and buy something or something. It's whenever we meet the other person in their level. Uh-huh. And that is quite important, I think, whenever you treat people also, you know, is to use your energy to just be happy. Whenever you're not happy, we have to figure it out, what is wrong. Whatever I like, how shall I say, whatever I'm doing, like in I do speeches also, you know, so I do talks or whatever, lectures about, it could be the last lecture I had was about amino acid. Yeah, and the hormone problem. And there's something you call is I think adrenaline fetish. Adrenaline.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, adrenaline. Yes.
Adrenaline.
Fetish. Yeah, I think you call it that.
Adrenaline
fetish. It's
or addiction to adrenaline.
Yeah, or no, it's something with It was a lecture about a hormone problem, you know.
Okay.
So a lot of you know, everybody, when we get a little bit older, we, you know,
you lose your hormone.
And we,
so how do you treat that?
We can treat it with a lot of supplements.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you do get a lot of supplements here in America. You got all of it.
What's a good for men for hormones? So what's for men? What would you say a good supplement?
Again, I need to say it depends about the questionnaire.
Yeah,
because it's individual. But I think there is something. There is something. You got something we're selling in the shop, but it's something you can order also called called Swanson, you know, that's your homepage, Swanson, yeah?
Swanson's a company, but
yeah,
what's the product?
It's called Adrenaline,
Adrenaline.
Yeah. Adrenaline, is that... It's called
Adrenaline, it's just... I just have a Swanson catalog somewhere.
Yeah.
But what do you think about DHEA?
Yeah, that's also... I mean, there is a lot of supplements you can have. You know, it could be the cortisol. It could be so many things was wrong. It is a man or a woman.
A woman, of course.
So it's just to figure out what it is. But it's so, that we do get so many, or you get here in America, you get so many.
And they don't have as many in Europe?
No.
Because they were taken off the market?
They were taken off the market. Here you can nearly buy everything, and that is good, but it's also a problem because people don't know, I think, really what to buy.
But here you so can, much. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about B vitamins? Do you recommend that?
Oh, yeah, also, yeah. B vitamin is important. I recommend all kind of supplement, but you also have to, you know something about supplement, you know, because you can buy a lot of...
Would you give me a supplement, do you think?
Of course.
What supplement would you think?
I think for you, I'm going to use who I know best. There is some different, but I'm going to use Swanson because...
Well, which supplement?
The thing, whatever I say, is like rebuilding your body. I'm going to give you a homeopathic, and then I want to give you, how shall I say, something... some amino acid to call glutamine. Glutamine.
Glutamine.
Yeah, and that is one of the very good.
Glutamine.
That's very good for you to get it down your body. You know,
get it grounded.
Yeah, that's something I should give you.
There's no side effects with amino acids.
No, and it's very hard to say no because there's always somebody.
Most people don't have a problem with
it. Most people don't get it. No, it's the same with vitamin or all kind of supplement. I mean, you only have to. I think the most important is to find the right one for the single person. You know.
Right. So for people listening, you know, you're not working with them, but what advice would you give people hearing this program? Mm. About rebuilding their body.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do?
I mean, get in touch with somebody like me.
Okay.
I mean, it is because you can buy so many products. It is not, you know, I mean, it's always good to just, you know.
But is there anything they could do for themselves without getting in touch with you?
I think the best thing, of course, they can go out in the shop and they could buy a good multivitamin.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. And they can take a good, take a good amino acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I think always because of, you know, it's raining and it's sunny and it's soon it's snowing or whatever.
Right.
And now a good C vitamin.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin
for
C,
the winter.
Yeah. For the winter, yeah.
Because what does that do?
It just helps infection in your body. It's just good to get rid of vitamin C. And that is quite good. And there's different way you can do this kind of C vitamin tolerance in your body, you know. You can do it. Intolerance against C vitamin in your body.
Intolerance, you said?
Yeah, you can do like you could because the thing you could do with C vitamin is a little bit like to see how much can I take because a lot of people take maybe 500 milligrams or you know, half a gram or you know they take too little of it to figure out how much do I need. So there is a lot of ways to figure it out. To do it, and you can do this kind of way to just, you know, because a lot of people also take, because if you take too much C vitamin, you only get diarrhea and pain in the stomach. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
There's a way you can choose, you can do it. It's,
you can tell how much you need by getting diarrhea.
Yeah.
It's not the most pleasant way.
But then you figure it out. But then you take 75% of what you took. That is your daily doses.
Until your body gets used to it, until you get diarrhea again. I don't know if that's really the most fun way of telling yourself how much
you... No, but yeah.
So, I mean, but if people want to get in touch with you, what do you have a website?
Yeah,
it's
Frederick Damore in one and .com.
So how do you spell Frederick?
Frederick and damore.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your name, FrederickDamore.com.
Yeah.
And you're based in Europe mostly.
I'm based in Europe, but I'm coming back and forth all the time.
So what do you want for you? What's your spiritual aspiration? What do you want for yourself? What do you, I mean, you love doing what you're doing, and I'm sure you're good at it. But what's your vision for yourself? As a spiritual being.
A spiritual being, my vision is, you know, to work a lot of, is it for myself?
It's
to getting to know the universe much more. To know the universe, because I don't think, I mean, I don't got any gods. I got big gurus or something. I got universe, because I think universe is so big. Uh-huh. So I think if we got know a little bit more about universe and taking care of ourselves and being happy every day, or, you know, that should be good for other people also. You know, so I think my biggest thing is, you know, to get to know myself.
Get to know yourself.
You're old, I guess, yeah. That's what
you want. And then for the world, what would you like for the people?
Yeah.
Because you want to work on a planetary level.
I want them also to get to know themselves. And, yeah, there is something I really like. It's, you know, like, always think about that there's always symptoms before a sickness. And always, look at the symptoms and how should I say, listen to your body. If you got something with your body, or if there is something, listen to it. Don't wait too long. Listen to it. If you go with diarrhea every day, I mean, don't eat C vitamin. But if you do something every day and it's hurting your stomach, or see if you
listen to your body.
Listen to your body, yeah. And and again, just I gladly want to help you. Whatever, just write to me, and I can do whatever.
But what's
you want.
Your email?
It's Frederick Damore also,
at
gmail.com.
Frederick Damore at gmail.com.
Yeah.
But we have a little bit more time here.
Yeah, no problem.
Because let's focus on homeopathy and the spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
You know? So let's say you balance somebody's physical body, right?
Yeah.
And you help them. Are they naturally awakened to these higher levels, or is there a remedy to make people more spiritually aware?
Yeah, there is. Again, it depends what it is, but there is, there is a lot of things who's blocking our daily day, you know. There's a lot of things who's blocking us. So if we could, in the treatment I do also, is I'm breaking pattern every day.
You break the pattern?
Pattern, yeah.
How do you do that?
No, but we can talk about different things. So if you do everything, you do the same everything, I question it. You know, so I question it. So why do you go by this McDonald's where
addiction or pattern.
I mean, you know, a cup of coffee is not addiction. I mean, it tastes good also, one cup of coffee.
Right.
But if you're sick and tired of, you know, what's happening every day, then the best thing you could do is that I'm going to help you to figure out by yourself what it is. Because the most important is always to, how shall I say, the most important is always to, you know, I can help you, but I can only help you if you help me.
Right, if you help people help themselves.
So that is, how should I say, the important thing it is. But breaking pen can be many, many things. It could be on just being honest to yourself.
Yeah.
Just being, instead of going every day, like I say, look at the symptoms.
Or it could just be keeping a little bit neater here, right?
That is the thing. It
a little
could be
more orderly. It's very subtle, the pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, but the pattern, I mean,
is there a remedy for that kind of?
There is something who clear it up, the mind, you know, clear. You clear the mind up a little bit more. And there is also some amino acid against sugar craving. There is like amino acid against everything.
Right. So with the, that's good. So, so the clearer you are in your mind, the more spiritual available you are to your own evolution. The other aspect that we can go into is this idea of miasm. Just a little bit about that, because my constitutional when syphilitic conditions or tuberculin, what do they call that in your...
No, I think it's, you mean when it's lying in your body and...
Yeah, when you inherit a predisposition to certain illnesses, they call it miasm in English.
I understand it,
do they call it in your...
I understand what you mean.
They say in classical homeopathy that your parents had, or your grandparents or great parents, they've had certain illnesses that they didn't die from. That's passed on to further generations that make them predisposed to chronic conditions.
Yeah.
So how do you work on that level?
Yeah.
constitutionally?
Again, I'm going to start with a questionnaire. But the thing is, the most important thing is whenever you do this kind of thing, is, you know, to take all the genetic thing with you also. But you can also do it, like, to break the pattern. Because there is a pattern. If it's like an eating pattern, or it is like a thinking pattern, or it's like...
Even in your family, that could be a pattern, like inherited, yeah.
That is a thing. And because we can sometimes look in our parents. That is much easier. If you look at your father, I look at my father.
Yeah.
We look at them and we're thinking, okay, I hate it when he did it, but I do it now. Why do I do it?
So how does homeopathy can help that?
Yeah, in a way, yeah. There's something who can help it. But you also have to break the pattern like spiritual, but also talking about it. And that is how we can get out of problem. Because you got people who, how shall I say, who've been sick and just to, you know, thinking about, you know, get the different thinking, they're getting well. So it's always like breaking, how shall I say, the pattern every day. What can we do today what we didn't do yesterday?
Right.
Yeah, but I'm going to work. Yeah, but choose a different way to work today.
So you're working with people with their minds too.
Oh yeah.
You say consciously. Yeah. So it's not just homeopathy. You're like a coach in a way.
Yeah. But I do all the way around.
Whole person.
I try to take it, and then whenever they feel that they are feeling good, then they can choose the way whatever they want.
But you probably also work intuitively as well. Right?
Oh yeah.
So you don't. Some maybe you don't always know. You feel like this person needs this remedy.
Yeah.
Do you feel the essence of the remedy, like their personalities, like you hold Nachvamaka whatever that is? It's like that's like a personality, right?
Yeah, but Nachvamaka, that is to the liver.
Yeah.
That is to the liver. But that is very good to take, if it drips, it's very good to take 60 drips in water. Drops. 60 drops in water, now on New Year's Eve, and then you can go to town and get drunk, and then you take it in the morning. It help you when you get the hangover.
Really?
It's very good, because that's
good
cleaning
the liver.
Clean the liver. So Nachvamaka is very good at that stage to clean the body.
The other thing you do in Europe that you don't do here, people don't do, is inject homeopathy.
Yeah, we do that.
What's the difference between injection and just taking it orally?
It depends what it is, but it's just much more powerful to
What
do
would
that.
You inject into somebody?
Chronic diseases.
But
yeah.
Where would you inject them?
In the bum.
In
the bum.
Body.
Because you can leave that in there like a depot, and then a depot is
a deposit.
Yeah, deposit inside the bum, and then it releases a little bit there and a little bit there.
But is that having more of a direct influence on the person?
Yeah, it does.
Because it changes when you take it
orally? Yeah, because we maybe get so much in the mucus inside, So that's something we do. There is also with blood therapy. That's a lot of things.
Yeah, but we're not talking about really absorbing the remedy. We're talking about the vibration.
The vibration.
So when you're taking it orally, you're not really... You're taking the whole vibration of the thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't know. I've just never heard of injecting homeopathy.
That's very powerful.
It is.
Yeah, we use it a lot in Germany. Yeah, a lot.
Do you ever inject it into acupuncture points?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, that's...
Do you work with acupuncture and homeopathy?
Yes, some of it, not the whole, because in the education I got, we learn all of it. We learn a little bit acupuncture, we learn a little bit massage, we learn a little bit of
But you become a naturopath.
Naturopath, yeah.
But with a specialty in homeopathy.
Yeah, with a special thing, yeah, with homeopathic, also chronic diseases, yeah.
And chronic diseases.
Yeah.
So are you learning every day, more and more?
Every day.
What are you studying now that's interesting?
I mean, the thing I'm studying now is it's a hormone system. I think it's so big. So I do something. I work with some laboratories also.
You work with laboratories.
With a blood test, in both in Denmark and in America, with different blood tests where you can take for your, you know, for your amino acid or for your body, how the body works, and different things.
Oh, yeah. Wow! It's a whole field of study you're doing.
Oh yeah, but it's you know, because you know I'm learning, and the thing what I'm learning is of my client or patient. Yeah. I learn from them because it's always different.
You learn from them, yeah. And so you're always learning. Everybody you treat, you're learning from.
Oh, yeah.
Pay them. No.
I know.
No, but I'm happy to have this conversation with you. We're almost out of time.
No problem.
But, so I'll talk to you. You'll give me something, okay?
No problem. I'm gonna
we'll do a whole thing, and then you can come back on the show.
This is the thing, and we'll look at it.
Yeah, I'll tell everybody. Oh, that I could tell everybody how I'm doing because,
But the thing, I'm going to send you a questionnaire.
Definitely send me a questionnaire.
Again, if somebody wants a questionnaire, I'm glad to send it to them.
Well, what's your email again?
My email again is Frederick Damore.
Frederick Damore.
Yeah.
F-R-E-D-I-F-R-I-F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K.
Damore, D-A-M-O-R-E,
gmail.com, and it's frederickdamore.com is your website. So if anyone wants a questionnaire.
Yeah, I send it to them, no problem. And if somebody got a question or whatever, just send me an email. It doesn't cheat anything.
I think homeopathy is the medicine of the future.
Yes. It is just the future. It is, but that we need to rebuild.
Uh-huh.
We need to rebuild our body, and we need help from, you know, how should I say, how the body works like.
Mm. Thank you, Frederick, for being
thank you very much.
A guest on New Reality.
Yeah.
To close with this theme song I do, In the Fire by Green Fire. This is Alan Steinfeld. If you want to hear more interviews from New Realities, you can check at cbsradio.com. Also, check on my website, newrealities.com, each week here, Tuesday night. If you want to reach me directly, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening tonight.